The gods, having scorned to mould a world that was level, had divided it into two. So it seemed to those who lived in the Zagros, the great chain of mountains which separates the Fertile Crescent from the upland plateau of Iran. Yet these mountains, though savage, were not impassable. One road did snake across them, the most famous in the world, the Khorasan Highway, which led from the limits of the east to the west. In places, as it climbed through the Zagros Mountains, winding alongside riverbeds or threading between jagged pinnacles and ravines, it might be little more than a footpath. But even that, to those who used it, was a miracle enough. And over the millennia, the Khorasan Highway had been followed by any number of travellers, nomads, caravans, and the armies of conquering kings. One empire in particular, for centuries synonymous with cruel and remorseless invincibility, had sent repeated expeditions into the mountains, dyeing the peaks in its own ferocious vaunt like wool crimson with blood. The Assyrians, inhabitants of what is now northern Iraq, were city dwellers, a people of the flat alluvial plains. But to their kings, warlords who had spread terror and extermination as far as Egypt, the Zagros Mountains were less a barrier than a challenge. Themselves the patrons of a proud and brilliant civilization, sumptuous with palaces, gardens, and canals, the kings of Assyria had always seen it as their duty to flatten resistance in the wilds beyond their frontiers. This, the wilds being what they were, had proved a calling without limit. Not even with their incomparable war machine could the Assyrians pacify all the mountain tribes, for there were some living in the Zagros who clung to the peaks like birds, or lurked in the depths of thick forests, so backward that they subsisted entirely on acorns, savages hardly worthy of the royal attention. These two, however, with regular incursions, could be taught to dread the name of Assyria, and provide her with the human plunder on which her greatness had come increasingly to depend. Again and again, punitive expeditions would return from the mountains to their native plains, to the sacred cities of Asher, Nimrod, and Nineveh, while in their wake, naked and tethered, followed stumbling lines of captives. Increasingly, the Assyrians had fallen into the habit of moving entire populations, shunting them around their empire, transplanting one defeated enemy into the lands of another, there to live in the houses of the similarly transported, to clear weeds from the rubble or cultivate the abandoned smoke-blackened fields. These tactics had in the end had due effect. By the late 8th century BC, the reaches of the Khorasan Highway had been formally absorbed into the empire and placed under the rule of an Assyrian governor. "Grovelling they came to me for the protection of their lives," boasted Assyria's greatest king, Sargon II. "Knowing that otherwise I would destroy their walls, they fell and kissed my feet." Not that captives were the only source of wealth to be found in the Zagros. Wild and forested though the mountains were, and often bitter the climate, the valleys were famous for their clover-rich pasture. Over the centuries, and in increasing numbers, these had been attracting tribes who called themselves Arya. Aryans. Horse-taming nomads from the plateau to the east. Even once settled, these immigrants had preserved many of their ancestors' instincts, filling the valleys of their new homeland with great herds of long-horned cattle, and preferring, wherever possible, to live in the saddle. The Assyrians, no horse breeders themselves, would speak in wondering terms of the stud farms of the Zagros. It was relatively easy for the Assyrian army to cherry-pick these as tribute, for the finest horses, by universal consent, were those bred by the Medes, a loose confederation of Aryan tribes settled conveniently along the Khorasan Highway itself. No wonder the Assyrians came to prize the region. Their mastery of media, as well as enabling them to control the world's most important trade route, permitted their armies to develop a new and lethal quality of speed.